Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 240 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series simply Where Fitz Left Off. Today, triskaidekaphobia. This is Friday the 13th. The word spelled triskaidekaphobia. It's not in any dictionary at my house, including my huge Webster's Unabridged, but it means simply fear of the number 13. This is Friday the 13th, and today a man who believed it was his lucky number, Bert A. Boyd. Earlier this year, I called your attention that Hendersonville had seen installed a machine known as an inclinator. This machine was mounted on the wall of staircases next to the banister and featured a monorail on which traveled a fold-down chair on which the occupant could ride up and down stairs to avoid the physical exertion. This inclinator was installed in the Kirk Building at the corner of 5th and Main by the late Bert A. Boyd. Bert Boyd had been a successful grain broker in Indianapolis. He once remarked that he had operated on a commission basis on the Indianapolis Board of Trade for 46 years and had never made a speculative trade nor owned a carload of grain, but he became a very wealthy man. In 1927, ill health at age 57 forced him to retire, and on advice from his doctors was advised to travel to Europe and South America. And this he did, along with his wife, until she died in 1934. And in 1935, he moved from Florida to Hendersonville to live here full time. You could have called Bert Boyd an eccentric, an individualist, but he was also a philanthropist. He fell in love with that little triangle of land between Church and Main, which is now called Boyd Park. He put up money for tennis courts, concession facilities, restrooms, and most of the landscaping. Starting at the age of 13, Bert Boyd got his first job with Western Union and was given badge 13. He started work for the Indianapolis Board of Trade in 1885. He always pointed out 85 adds up to 13. He joined the Rotary Club in 1913 and served on the Board of Directors of the Board of Trade and was treasurer of the Grain Association in Indianapolis for 26 years. He pointed out that's twice 13. It just goes on and on. His dog license was 13. He had locker 13 at the country club. He gave the city Boyd Park on January 13th. He called January the 13th month. That was back in 1941. The park opened on Friday the 13th. He even printed his name, separating the curlicues and the B's from the upright part of the letter to form 13 ert, 13 oid. He pointed out that the great seal of the U.S. has 13 stars, 13 stripes, 13 arrows in the eagle's talons, 13 clouds in the glory, 13 letters in the motto, 13 laurel leaves, 13 berries on the branch, and 13 in each wing and in the tail. He also pointed out that Woodrow Wilson was elected by California's 13 electoral votes in 1913, Joe Lewis born on the 13th, and won the national championship on Friday the 13th. When Bert Boyd traveled, it was always in Pullman berth 13. He was also an amateur magician, holding membership number 13 in the International Brotherhood of Magicians. In visiting him in his apartment number 13 in the Kirk Building, I noticed he had a horseshoe hung the wrong side up so that all the good luck would run out over the door into his apartment. Another door to the apartment had a ladder painted over it, so to enter you had to walk under the ladder. He always celebrated a birthday on Friday the 13th. There's always at least two in each year, sometimes four. To justify changing the date of his birth, he wrote, "Way back, many years ago when things had found a level, old Josh, he stopped the sun, and so with dates he played the devil. The Romans later then begun to make each year to fit the steadfast orbit of the sun. We thought that ended it. But now reform has laid us low, and everything that is wrong, for FDR says so in this New Deal of his. Instead of our Thanksgiving date, November 27, the 20th, we celebrate his order had been given. A week before Thanksgiving Day was my first day on earth. That makes the 13th my birthday, a week before my birth. To stain my name with mystery I must somehow avoid, I'll fix the date and history of the birth of Bert A. Boyd. My proclamation all ye hear forever on this date, November 13th, is when I celebrate. And, of course, all other Friday the 13th he celebrated. In fact, I was asked to MC a birthday party on Friday the 13th in July of 1951. Mayor Edwards, Unc Barber, Pete Kamek were on that program. Bert Boyd spent 17 happy years in Hendersonville, living there on Main Street in the Kirk Apartments. And when he died, he specified there would be 13 honorary pallbearers representing the Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions Club, Kedron Lodge, the Elks Lodge, and the Chamber of Commerce. What a great man to have known, this man of 13, another memory of the seventh child of a seventh child. Lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.